everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I am your host, Captain Marvelous, and please welcome to the 42nd episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's get to it. Tonight's episode is titled Joker's Wild, original air date November 19, 1992. The title card is a creepy Joker face on a black background, nothing fancy, but it still looks pretty cool. We start off at Arkham Asylum, where Poison Ivy is watching a TV show about gardening. Joker is brought in by a guard. As Joker walks in, he's whistling the Looney Tunes theme song. You all know it. Joker walks up to the TV and he changes the channel to David Letterman. Joker and Ivy have this exchange.
Then, hey, I was watching that.
And now you're watching this.
Next, a dog drinks milk out of his owner's mouth.
Change it back.
Oh, no, don't want to.
Guard!
What's the problem?
Don't look now, Sonny Jim, but the plant lady's gone whackers again.
He started it. I was just sitting here.
That's right. You're always blaming me. And the children wonder why we fight.
Crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You get a lot of Looney Tunes references here. Kind of weird. The episode was written by Paul Dini, and he just doesn't seem like the type that throws in all this stuff in there. You know that nope Joker did. That's that vulture with the bull haircut from Tiny Toons or Looney Tunes, just in case you're wondering. The guard puts the channel on the TV to the news, and he tells them that they have to watch this now. In the news, we see Summer Gleason, and she is on location on opening day at billionaire Cameron Kaiser's new $1 million casino, $300 million casino to be exact. Cameron Kaiser is your stereotypical rich guy. He's young, handsome, and super arrogant. Summer interviews Bruce Wayne, who is at the event. And apparently the casino has a secret theme, and she wants to know if Bruce Wayne has any guesses as to what it is. He says they're going to find out together, because Cameron is about to cut the ribbon. He cuts the ribbon, and it drops the cloth, and it reveals his new casino is called Joker's Wild. It's a huge Joker head spinning around. So it looks like a giant Pez dispenser with the Joker's head spinning around going, ha, ha, ha. Summer Gleason is speechless. She gags and then says, this is disgusting. And we hear a voice say, ah, you're on camera. She goes to interview Bruce Wayne once again. And Bruce is super angry and he issues no comment. She asked Cameron why would he dedicate a casino to one of the city's biggest criminals. And Cameron says, well, that one toy company made Joker toys for the Christmas episode. And they went broke, so I want to do the same. No, he doesn't say that. Cameron Kaiser says that his Joker is the symbol of card games. And he can't help that some fruitcake criminal bears a passing resemblance to it. A Joker, who is watching this on the TV, throws Ivy's plant at the television and Ivy mocks him. We see Mad Hatter and Scarecrow playing chess in the back. And they have nothing to do with this episode, but I just find it fun when they have villains interact with each other. I, like every other Batman fan, I'm sure, made like my own version of the characters, because, you know, stuff that we like to do. And in my version, Scarecrow and Mad Hatter are actually teenagers. And they are bullied, so they decide to do this like a school shooting type deal. Mad Hatter stole some technology from his father, so that's how he gets the mind controlling technology. And Scarecrow, he is like a genius, so he develops his fear gas. So combined with the mind control and the fear gas, they drug the football team into committing a school shooting. So they get away free. As the school team is the ones that's blamed for all of it. And their gimmicks that I gave them is that they decide they're going to wear costumes because they're nerds. they're going to wear costumes, and they're going to, Scarecrow or Mad Hatter says, yes, we'll dress up as the villains from the best story ever told. So then when they arrive to the school to pull off their plans, one's dressed like a Scarecrow, the other's dressed like the Mad Hatter, and one's like, well, I thought you meant the Wizard of Oz, and the other's like, no, I meant Alice in Wonderland. So that's my little rant there on stuff that I created. Back to this story. Joker pretends to be sick and almost faints, and the guard takes him away. The guard takes Joker to the nurse's station, and he leaves him there without locking the door. The guard sees him leave and does nothing. Two doctors try to chase after the Joker, but he knocks down a janitor, and he makes some weird cocktail from all the cleaning liquids. He's like, what am I making? Is this some sort of killer gas, or is this something to make the floor slippery? He throws the water on the floor, and the guards slip and fall, but it looks like Joker is immune to it. I know he's immune to poisons. I guess he's immune to soap, because he just runs through it, like, no big deal. He's wearing, like, non-slip shoes, I guess. He just runs through his own slippery concoction that these two doctors can't seem to. It's like they're slipping on ice, these guys. Joker gets to the outside, where there's a huge barbed wire fence. Keep this in mind. It's like a 10-foot-tall fence with barbed wire. He takes out one of those magic trick handkerchiefs that go on forever, like, you know, the clowns use. Oh, I'm crying. I'm going to blow my nose. But look, this thing just goes on forever. He ties a rock to the end of it. He spins it around his head. At that moment, a trailer truck is passing by. Joker throws the handkerchief, and it wraps around the smoke pipe of the trailer. You know, the trailers have, like, the huge smog pipes on the top that blow out all that black smoke. It wraps around that, and this somehow causes Joker to be pulled up into the air and land on top of the truck. Yeah, that's not how physics work. Yeah, he should have been pulled forward into the fence and been torn to pieces by the barbed wire. I'm pretty sure that's more of how it would have been. Joker tosses the driver out of the moving truck, and he takes it for himself. Then we see that the driver is still alive, because Joker probably takes care, he probably takes more care not to kill people than Batman does. And yeah, that's, we'll see that later on. Now back at the casino, Alfred is angry that he has to stay at the gaudy Joker hotel. He brought Batman's things, like his costume and his hang glider, because, geez, Batman really loves that thing. I don't know if he remembers, he has an airplane. No, he loves this hang glider. Bruce Wayne is convinced the Joker motif of the casino was not the original plan. He rips off a piece of the Joker wallpaper to reveal that there's medieval knights pattern underneath. He says he's going to find out what's going on. And they do a close-up on his face, and Bruce Wayne looks really weird. He's like really chubby, like really chubby cheeks, and he has like these bright brown eyes. Does not look like him at all. Batman breaks into Cameron Kaiser's office, and he searches for clues. He finds a model of the casino and finds that the original name for it was Camelot, not Joker's Wild. He finds a lot of bank papers and lots of papers on Joker. The guard who let Joker go free appears. Apparently he is working for Kaiser. He's some sort of bodyguard. He catches Batman and they get into a fight. Batman escapes by using a gas bomb. Joker arrives at the casino. It seems that all the male workers are dressed as Joker and all the female ones are dressed as Harley Quinn. A Joker employee confuses the real Joker for a dealer. He gives him some chips and tells him to go to table 6. The fake Jokers look just like the Joker, same hair, same costume, everything, except you could tell them apart because they have these weird black puppy noses painted on their face. It's really odd. They kind of look like Goofy. It's just weird. Joker walks up to the table to play blackjack, and he immediately cheats and takes all of the people's money. Joker is spotted on the security cameras, but Cameron Kaiser tells the guards just to let him deal, leave him alone. Bruce Wayne is inside the casino, and he walks up to Joker's table. The Joker asks him to play a game. Bruce keeps telling Joker how ugly the casino is, how the decorations are disgusting and all that, and this gets Joker very angry and distracted. So Bruce Wayne beats the Joker in blackjack by cheating himself. He then leaves. Batman shows up at that moment And Batman grabs the wrong Joker. He grabs one of the fake puppy-nosed Jokers. And the real Joker runs away, Batman chasing after him. Joker gets to a Joker-mobile. So that's apparently a thing. We've never seen it before. But it's something that exists. Yeah, it's just really weird. There's a huge sign above it as well. And the sign says, the original Joker-mobile. We haven't seen this in any episode or anything. I know in the comics, everybody has their mobile. There's even like a Catwoman-mobile, and it's really weird. It's really, I don't know, it's just odd. Joker starts up the car, though, using his joy buzzer. Then Joker destroys the casino with the car, knocking down machines, and people are running for the coins and such. He breaks through a wall. Batman's actually in the car with Joker at this point. Batman jumps onto the car. He's inside. Joker breaks through a wall. He pulls a lever, and he gets ejected from the front seat as the car barrels off the edge of a pier. Batman jumps off just in time, and the Joker manages to escape. Joker is now pretending to be a hotel waiter, and he's taking a dining cart to what appears to be a warehouse. He gets into the warehouse, and inside is stored a giant Joker robot, like an enormous Joker robot from the waist up, and it's holding a giant roulette wheel. Joker reveals his cart is just full of dynamite. Cameron Kaiser sees all this through his security cameras, and he calls for his personal helicopter. Cameron Kaiser starts packing money into a suitcase, but he is stopped by Batman. And Batman reveals all of Kaiser's plan.
Going somewhere.
First you trash my penthouse, then my casino. You're gonna wreck something else?
If I didn't know better, I'd say you wanted this place destroyed.
After spending $300 million to build it? That's not good business, my friend.
I've seen the unpaid bills. Building this casino has bankrupted you. That's why you turned it into a target for the Joker. Once he destroys it, you'll collect the insurance money.
You hit the jackpot, Batman. But I've got too much at stake to be stopped now.
Kaiser presses a button underneath his desk, and I guess he has an electrified floor because Batman just gets shocked into submission. Kaiser tells his goons to send Batman down to his friend. Joker is setting up the bombs, and Batman stumbles dazed and confused from the elevator. Joker nails him in the head with a piece of wood, and Joker thinks that Batman is still woozy from the car accident. Joker ties up Batman and sets him up inside the roulette wheel. As he's doing this, Batman explains Kaiser's plan to Joker, and Joker gets angry. He says he hates Batman when he makes sense. Joker disarms the bombs, but he's still going to kill Batman. Joker turns on the roulette wheel, and he throws a Joker grenade, which is just a grenade with Joker's face painted on it, inside of the roulette wheel. Batman starts spinning around in this roulette wheel, like, super fast. Batman presses a button on his utility belt, which causes his grappling hook to come out of his stomach. Okay. When you see a drawer in your kitchen cabinet, it's flat. So obviously that means the inside has to be long, as long as the counter, because you're going to put stuff in there and it's going to push into that. It doesn't just disappear into empty space. Well, that's what Batman's grapple gun is like, apparently, in this episode. Because he's Krang from the Ninja Turtles, it seems, where he just has an empty space in his stomach. He's that robot body that Krang uses. Batman uses his grapple to catch the grenade and then make the grenade land in the robot Joker's head and explode. I mean, holy crap. That is either just super lucky or super skilled. Cameron Kaiser gets into his helicopter and he flies away. Batman arrives and he finds the helicopter pilot knocked out. We look inside of the helicopter and Joker is the one piloting. He takes Cameron Kaiser hostage with a Joker gun, which is a gun that has a Joker head attached to the barrel for some reason. Batman throws a batarang that breaks the window and hits Joker in the face before he is able to shoot Kaiser. Batman is on his hang glider, which he just loves that thing, and he chases after Joker on the helicopter. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist. Oh, it's true. But I don't think hang gliders work the way that this episode thinks they work. Right here, he's basically flying. They might as well have just given him Superman's cape. He's like dodging through buildings, going up and down, and I don't know. I don't think that's how hang gliders work. Joker shoots at Batman, and he does manage to damage his hang glider. And Joker sees the hang glider land inside the mouth of the giant Joker head on top of the casino. The one I said looks like a giant pest dispenser that just goes, eh, eh, eh. It lands inside and it eats it. Batman, of course, is hanging on to the helicopter. He gets inside and proceeds to beat the ever-loving crap out of the Joker for the next 10 minutes. The helicopter spirals out of control and crashes into the casino, killing Batman, Kaiser, the Joker, and dozens of casino guests in what is probably Gotham's biggest... No, wait. No, they all survive. Because Batman is super lucky when it comes to not killing people. So, yeah, remember how I said it seems that Joker seems to take more care to not kill anyone? Yeah, well, here's your proof. Joker runs away, but Batman kicks him into a slot machine, and then coins fall in Joker's head, and that's it. He's defeated. We get black and white news report, and Summer Gleason is reporting on Joker's capture and Kaiser's fall from grace. The channel has changed to Looney Tunes, to Bugs Bunny, and we see Joker is back at the asylum. Poison Ivy, Mad Hatter, and Scarecrow all yell at Joker to change the channel back.
And so it ended for both ex-billionaire Cameron Kaiser and the Joker.
Bah! Enough of this rubbish!
Hey!
We were watching that!
And was returned to Arkham.
Joker changes the channel back to the end of the report on his capture, and he grumbles, "The end." Alright, some after-show notes on this episode. You know, for an episode written by Paul Dini, I don't think this episode is great, really, or even good. I like the setting, I like the twist, but I just think it's a bit too silly for what Paul Dini usually brings us. This episode feels like something he had to do to fill his quota. Like if he was probably getting ready to go on a trip and they told him, hey, you've only turned in 2 out of 3 scripts for this week. And he's like, wait, I had to turn in 3? Holy crap, let me write something real quick. I mean, all the Looney Tune references, the scene with the Joker escaping Arkham. It doesn't seem like something he would do. I mean, Joker throwing a handkerchief and hanging onto a truck, which lifts him up 20 feet in the air somehow. It seems like really small oversights that he wouldn't do. The animation is really bad here. And I mean really bad. Almost as bad as Clayface Part 2 bad. Through several scenes, the black around Joker's eyes aren't colored in. So he looks like a new character because of it. And that's not good, because remember, this is a casino full of workers that all look like the Joker. So when the real Joker doesn't look like the Joker in a place full of fake Jokers, it's not good. And then when they do color in the black around his eyes, it looks like he has this enormous unibrow, because for some reason they gave him like Sonic the Hedgehog eyes. And if you don't know what that means, Sonic the Hedgehog, cute little blue character, video game mascot. His eyeballs are like one giant eyeball. It's like he has like a visor. So it's like one giant eyeball with 2 pupils. And that's how it seems like they're drawing the Joker's face in this episode. Like he has like a weird visor, but it looks like a big unibrow. It's really hard to explain. Acom Studios was the studio that animated this episode. And this episode was so badly animated that Bruce Timm, co-creator of the show, decided not to work with them ever again after this. He was just really, really disappointed in it. There's a weird part where the Joker takes out a sign. So I mentioned how he gets into the Joker mobile. He gets inside the Joker mobile and he throws out a cardboard sign that was on the inside. Now, I paused it because I thought, oh, this is going to be a fun Easter egg. You know, it's probably going to say like original Joker mobile model 1966. You know, like, oh man, they're referencing the Adam West show or something like that. I paused it. And if you want to see the picture, you can go to our Facebook group. Look for I'm Batman, the podcast on our Facebook group. Join, become a member. And the sign reads, Juan the Searing Kunal Joker Nozzle. So that's exactly, it's just nonsense. Research tells me that this was supposed to say "win the original Joker mobile," but the animators didn't know English, and so they just made up that jumbled mess. So I'm pretty sure Bruce Timm had a really, this was probably like the last straw of working with the studio. He just didn't want to deal with them anymore.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
All right, it's time for the Batcave Archives. This is the segment where I rank each episode we have reviewed of the show thus far. This is episode 42, so that means we have 41 episodes already ranked. You can look at the complete list if you go to our Facebook page. Once again, I'm Batman the Podcast on Facebook. Join, become a member. Becoming a member just means you're part of the group. You're not paying money. I don't ask for money. The show is free to you out of my own pocket. I'm never, ever going to ask you for money, so don't worry about that. Just become part of the group, become a member, have fun, post pictures, look at all the funny stuff we do on there. The list, at number one, we have the episode Almost Got 'Em, which is where all the villains play poker and tell their best Batman stories. And at number 41, we have the episode Prophecy of Doom, which was actually episode 22. So we're 42 episodes in, and episode 22 is still the worst one. Nothing's beaten it yet, or even come close, actually. It's really bad. It's the episode where Batman fights this old man that pretends he knows the future. It's not good. Where would I rank this episode specifically? I mentioned it's not good. It's one of those episodes where you're like, oh yeah, I remember that, but you don't really feel nothing on it. It's not, you don't feel it's bad, you don't feel it's good. At least in my personal opinion, I don't. I don't think this is a good episode. It belongs in the bottom. We have a list of 40. This should probably be somewhere in the 30s. At number 30, we have Night of the Ninja, which is a very generic episode with the ninja villain on that one. The Cat and the Claw Part 2, kind of a disappointing ending to the very, very good Part 1, which is actually the first episode of the series aired. The Last Laugh, which is the one with the Joker and the robot clown, Captain Clown. That episode actually was a lot better than this one. Strange Secret of Bruce Wayne, Dr. Hugo Strange, and he wants to sell the fact that Bruce is Batman to some other villains. It's a fun team up, but it seems like a very wasted use of Hugo Strange on it. This, it's going to rank. I think I know exactly where I'm going to rank this episode. It's going to rank at number 34. Now, the original 34 was actually Feet of Clay Part 1, which is the episode I mentioned earlier that's just really badly animated. It's a story that's just rushed. They want to get to Part 2 already. They want to get to the fun Clayface stuff. So they threw it at some crappy animation studio and said, look, just get this over with. We want to get to the good part. This episode is not worse than that one because this one is still somewhat fun. It's not rushed, but it's just, it's really odd. And there's something about it that just doesn't mesh. It's not Paul Dini's best work. It's not one of those episodes people remember as a classic. So yeah, I'm going to rank it at number 34, Joker's Wild. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me. I am still actually in the great state of Texas over here, just taking some rest and relaxation. And back next week, I will be back home, so hopefully I will not delay the shows as much as I did the last 2 weeks. But everybody, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to CaptainMarvelous1@yahoo.com. I've been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are Batman.